We got a blessing for you today. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Grandmother's Day. Happy Mother and Grandmother in Israel Day. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. It has been a great day. It has been Mother's Day, and I've enjoyed the celebration and greetings from everyone, and I just want to bless mothers. There was something else that I posted for today because I thought that was really important, but I'm just taken with the desire to bless you. And so I'm going to record this, and it's going to be not just a celebration of Mother's Day today, but will be posted ongoingly to bless you. And it's Psalm 112. So I'm going to bless you. I think mothers today need blessing, and parents today need blessing. And so if you go with me, I'm going to use the New American Standard today. Praise the Lord! How blessed is the one who fears the Lord. Do you know, beloved, you're blessed. You're willing to listen to the word of the Lord, which is life. You know, God created all of the universe by speaking. He said, light be, and light was. And that word is encoded also in a book for our instruction. It's also preached with the Spirit and gives you faith. Just listening to it blesses you. Putting into action blesses you because it has good fruit. It's incorruptible seed has good fruit. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord. Let us have respect to the Lord. You know, we have forgotten what that even means in our society. Hallelujah. We have just, you know, it starts with giving lip and it just goes on to doing all manner of horrible evil that you can hardly even mention. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May my moms feel that blessing. Hallelujah. But you're blessed if you don't feel it. Who greatly delights in his commandments. Thank you, Lord, because your commandments are delightful. You know, there is that and those who say, oh, come on, forget all these rules, be cool. But if you follow them long enough, they're going to turn around and say, you fool. But the Lord's commandments are light, and they turn into good life. They are instruction is a way of life. Thank you, Lord, for delighting in your commandments, for they are delightful. But also thank you for the Spirit that just makes learning a delight. Her descendants will be mighty on the earth. So thank you for this promise that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, as we saturate ourselves in your good instruction, that automatically it seems to by osmosis bless our offspring. And we claim that for our children. I claim that for my listeners' children, that her descendants will be mighty on the earth. Mighty, mighty on the earth. Hallelujah. That generation of the upright will be blessed. So we pray that our kids will be upright. They'll do the right thing. They'll be righteous, meaning they'll do things the way that God wants them, because God is all truth, all justice, all love. Obviously, the way God wants them would be right. And so we will be upright. We will not permit mocking of uprightness, as if evil is good. We will not have that upside downness. The generation of the upright will be blessed. And we say that, we pray that, we claim that, we decree that over our children in Jesus' name. Wealth and riches are in our house. Thank you, Lord. That means we'll have a house. Wealth and riches. When you plant tomatoes, you get tomatoes. When you plant truth, you get truthfulness. When you plant truthfulness, you get good agreements. When you plant good agreements, you get some good outcomes. Hallelujah. And that means wealth and riches. Whereas the evil run when nobody is following them. They know they have done the wrong thing and they're worried about it, but we sleep well. Thank you, Lord, that your righteousness endures forever, and we depend on your righteousness for our righteousness. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your empowerment to live as you would have us to live. Light arises in darkness for the upright, is gracious and compassionate or righteous. Thank you, Lord, that we know the difference between light and dark. We know the difference between truth and falsehood. Thank you, Lord, that light arises in darkness so that we have wisdom, and even when we're confused, something shows up and helps us discern the right way to go. Lord, we resolve to be gracious and compassionate and righteous. We're going to do the right thing, whether it appears to be for our good or not. We're going to be compassionate to others. We're going to even be gracious to others. And we thank you for the grace that you have extended to us, the compassion that you've extended to us, that we can depend on your faithfulness. Hallelujah. It's well with the man who is gracious and lends. So as we are gracious and lend, we depend on you to repay us. Hallelujah. You will maintain our cause in judgment. Thank you that we depend on your justice, even when the world's justice system is lacking. We're depending on your judgment. We will never be shaken. Hallelujah. And we'll make a good mark on this earth. Hallelujah. We will not fear evil tidings. Thank you, Lord, that we have confidence in you. And although our children may move away, whether it's a few hours on the playground or they're old enough to actually move away, you know that you know a mother's heart. You know a mother's heart. And you will watch over them. We thank you for guardian angels, literally, so that we will not fear evil tidings, because our heart is steadfast, trusting in you. Our heart is upheld, and we will not fear. And we will look with satisfaction on our adversaries. Particularly, we remember your promises that our children will possess the gates of their adversaries. And we thank you for that, Lord. Make our children mighty in the land and prevail because they are righteous, and prevail because they're blessed. We've given to the poor, and our righteousness endures forever because we depend on your righteousness. Our horn will be exalted in honor. Thank you, Lord, for appropriate honor. Thank you that even when we are persecuted, we can rejoice because we know that you're faithful to remember our work. Thank you for the honor that we get in serving. Lord, may this mother feel honored by her children for her service. And as she serves you, we know that you honor her. The wicked will see it and be vexed. He'll gnash his teeth and melt away, and the desire of the wicked will perish. We praise the Lord because we're blessed. We thank you, Lord, for blessings when we don't deserve it. We thank you for showing us the right way. Thank you for the harvest of good that we do have. And thank you for the mercy of crop failure on the bad that we've done. Thank you, Lord, for our listener. Thank you for her children. Thank you for her faithfulness in giving. Thank you for instruction from your word. And we're reminded of your words in Galatians that say that we should share with those who teach us the word, and what we sow, we reap. So we thank you for the privilege of giving to the ministry of God's word. Thank you that we're promised even a harvest on that. It couldn't be a better deal. So thank you, Lord. Now I pray blessings on this family, that they increase, they and their children. And I pray the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forever. Amen. Hello and happy Mother's Day. Yes, Mother's Day passed. But I had something really big that I had to address, and we'll probably keep addressing it. Those of you who are prayer warriors and grandmothers in Israel with me will pray. We'll be a house of prayer. But I just felt anointed, moved by the Spirit to talk about Mother's Day. Even though Mother's Day has passed, you know, I don't necessarily try to hit all the holidays. That's not the issue on this broadcast. But we're bringing you something really unique. We're helping mothers, some educators, some fathers, but mostly mothers, to help their children who have learning problems. It's unique. And I really know how difficult it is. You know, I was a single mom with a special needs kid and got no help. So I wanted to help you, and I've brought you, I figured out how to help you a little more, I hope. So let's dive into that. I have made some levels so that you can partner with me and get more help, and it just works that way. No, it's simply logical. What you invest in, you get back out. What you put in, you get out. People know that. Actually, it's greater than that, because if you, what you sow, you reap is greater, because you should reap a whole lot bigger harvest than you plant, right? You plant one tomato seed and you're going to get many tomatoes, each of which have lots of seeds in them, right? So this is logical, and those of you in the Christian church have heard all of this a whole lot. And so I hope that I'm talking to a lot of people who are not Christians. And so sometimes the Christians are going to have to be patient while I explain something logically. And those people who haven't adopted the real faith and don't understand how powerful the Bible is, or don't know what the Bible says, they may have to be patient while I read the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture here. Really, you know, in Austin, there's a whole lot of people who have a lot of respect for ancient scriptures that they don't know anything about. But how about this one? Let's have a little respect here and actually read it and consider it, and not just the myths and the fake news that we know about either the Bible or Jesus or Christianity in general. But anyway, so this is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. Now I say this, Paul is writing to the people in Corinth. Now I say this, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So the point of this scripture is, the good news is that there is more harvest available. And so, you know, what you put in is what you get out. So I'm suggesting, I really want to help the kiddos here, and I want to help the moms who want to help the kiddos. And yes, you're going to have to listen, you know, and not all of my episodes are going to be the best for you, because I have more of them. But how do you get more out of it? So I've made some levels of programs. So one is the Lioness level. And so if you sign up, the Lioness level, you're investing. And it's just the signing up itself, and the payment itself helps connect you. It just does work that way. And so, and there'll be a new level of communication. So I'm going to promise as a thank you gift to give you one email that's encouraging, a real email from me, encouraging every month. And I'm not going to spam you and avalanche you because I hate that. But and give you some coupons for the coupon code for the products. So when you buy whatever you want from me, then you can get that. So that's the lioness level. And I've explained this on, if you go to the website, whether you go to Overcoming Learning Problems or you go to Great Shalom, you see the tab at the top is join. So, and then there is the lioness pride level for $54.13. And incidentally, 1717 is about half of what most ministries think is the minimum giving rate. So they calculate that $30 is about what it costs to carry the marketing for a partner. Well, okay. I don't have a staff and I just am really having a heart for the poor women. So anyway, so the lioness pride at $54.13. This also has 12 products, so a monthly product, and it will go around. So you'll start, but you'll get the whole 12 if you stay a year. And this is a packet that is all I can do to summarize and condense and distill down so that you can help your child no matter what your child the problem has. Now, you may have to get a professional, but it's a great value to know which professional to go. This is one of the things I did when I was a director in an affluent part, because I know that if you go to OT, you're going to get sold OT. If you go to a doctor, you're going to get sold doctor. If you, you know, wherever you go, if you go to a chiropractor, you're going to get sold chiropractor, because it works that way. So it really helps to know where to go, because there aren't a whole lot of people who are good diagnosis and referral people. Most people want to sell you what they've got. So that's one of the products. Another is a mom protocol, which starts with good nutrition, because a lot of problems can just be cleared up with good nutrition. I tell you about my grandson who was having all kind of problems. Some people suggested he was even autistic. And when he came to live with me and I took him off milk, all of a sudden he could hear better. Therefore, he could speak better. Therefore, he had no problems. Really. So, and there is a program that you can go and they'll take care of your child. It's it's a wonderful program. It costs $64,000. $64,000. And you're not even talking to the doctor who developed the program. It's a franchise operation. And I think it's pretty good. But if you don't have the money, they're going to say, well, save up your money. And when you have $64,000, well, families that I know about, the child could be grown by then. They've missed all of their milestones and their whole future is set now because of their abilities, lack thereof, and mindset. So $64,000, really? But even in this program, they start with nutrition. They start and they send you to a nutritionist. Well, I can just give that to you in this product. So, you know, when should you be casting out demons and when should you very much not? So really, the real value, I mean, this is huge value. Lioness Pride level, $54.13. You can just go to the website and sign up for one of these levels. If you use PayPal, I think I'll get all the information. And PayPal does handle credit cards. I think you'll get all of the information. I will get all of the information. But I want you to email me directly just in case. Because I want your information and I don't want for anything to be dropping out of the cracks. And yes, I get an avalanche of spam. I get more spam than you could possibly imagine just because I have a website and all kind of scam deals. But I do want to hear from you. I don't want you to be left in the cracks. So let me know that you joined. And if you are too poor, literally too poor for 1717, then stop drinking pops and save your money up. But if you feel like you're too poor, then email me anyway. And let me hear that you listen to the broadcast. And then, it's not on the website, but if you are a grandmother in Israel, you are a prayer warrior, you want to support this because this is unique. It is absolutely unique. It is widely, pervasively, desperately needed. And you're a grandmother in Israel and you want to support me. Well, of course, you could send me money. But I'm going to ask that you sign up for $112. And let's start praying together, really and truly. And if especially if you're in that category, but whoever category you are, I want to know what platform you like. There are a whole lot of new platforms that aren't tyrannical, oppressive, and twisting the truth. So, which the old ones that are more famous are, but there are a whole lot of new ones, Rumble and BitChute and Liftable and Frank and I don't know. So there's probably a lot more I haven't ever heard about. So please tell me what is your favorite one so I can reach out to you. All right, so you would be surprised how expensive the existing ones are, how draconian they are, how false they are. You would be surprised, and I'm not going to go into it if you're not a broadcaster. Okay, I've got so much more to tell you. But I do want to emphasize that this ministry is unique. Children have problems, and the percentage is so high of various problems. And of course, a child can have more than one problem, but the percentages are so high that it's staggering. And mothers are so beleaguered, it's staggering. And so many mothers just have no clue of what they're... What is the bar to being a good mother? You know, what's the goal to which they need to attain? That like, no clue. And so they're just trundling along, hoping for the best. And I guess in some ways we can't. I really would like to speak into your life. I don't talk about marriage. I don't talk about discipline very much. But I do talk about learning problems, and no one else does this. This is really primarily a miraculous healing ministry. But everybody else has good enough sense not to try to have a miraculous healing ministry for children. And now that I've been doing this for, well, the broadcast has gone on 12 years, but I've been listening. People are finally beginning to talk about praying for things like dyslexia or whatever, but nobody focuses on it. And occasionally, very seldom will I run across a person who cares about children, who also has faith for miracles. But you know, that's not enough by half, because faith needs to lead to action, and it needs to lead to innovative education practices, and it needs to be connected with good health practices. And there are people who talk about those, but nobody in the nexus, and that's what is so terribly needed. So I say God wants total well-being for all children, and this is so extraordinarily vital, because if you don't know it's available, then how are you going to reach out for it? You know, the alternative is just to go with the brokenness that you see and resign yourself. God wants total well-being for all children. Nobody has argued with me. I prove it from Scripture. This is good news. Nobody else is preaching. So please, partner with me. If you need to receive it, partner with me if you want to support that. God wants total well-being for all children. Second, I say I believe in miracles, and I'll take them any way it comes. So that means, yes, there are frank, instantaneous miracles available. Yes, there are healings available, meaning that people get better over time. And it may be miraculous. It may not be within expectations. And yes, there are practical miracles, that things change around much more than ever expected because somebody did something that nobody thought could be done. And I've done that so many times, so many realms, but certainly for children. And, you know, just plain good nutrition and innovative education. Whatever is needed, that's what's needed. And so the opposite of that is, I don't know, any number of fragmented, well, we're going to try this, and if this doesn't work, we're stuck. No. Any way it comes, let's get it. I say we'll start with faith and we'll find the right modality. The alternative is not to start, just to stay stuck. So we are unique. We are here to help children. Children need it so much. We're here to help you. And this is the best way I know to help you. You need to connect with me. Please hear my heart. This is unique. This is powerful. And I want to get it across to you. Okay, will you partner with me? It doesn't cost you anything to send me an email. info@greatshalom.org. Info, I-N-F-O, at great, like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, info@greatshalom.org. You could, of course, go to the website either at greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org. Overcominglearningproblems.org. Share this with your friends. Share this with educators who need it. And partner with me, okay? And let me bless you now with powerful words from Scripture, not just the traditions of men, but powerful words. I bless you now with the grace, now that's empowerment, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, right? That means companionship, camaraderie, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I say amen. Okay. Come back. We've got lots to talk about. Thank you very much. Bless you. And this is Sharon Sorrell saying, God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
I know you want to get my Dangerous Times Secrets to Victory for Parents and Educators. You need it. It will revolutionize the way you deal with your children or teach your class. I guarantee it. Vital Teaching. 4 CDs in a set, $50. Write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630.
Sharon would love to pray with you for your children. In fact, it would be an honor for her and her prayer team to bring you and your loved ones to the throne of grace. Just email your urgent prayer request to info@greatshalom.org or write to the Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. God says, where two or more are gathered together, I am there. God hears and answers prayer.
30. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And this podcast is found wherever you find podcasts. If you're not finding it, let me know. Okay. And please share it. Thank you very much.